Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Predatory Capitalism, courtesy of Johnny Davis and Capitalism. Yeah. A great duo. When you get those two together, watch out, world.
Predators and capitalism.
Yeah, yeah.
Match made in hell.
Well, I'm Jack. That over there, well, that is Miles. Mm. And these are some of the things that are trending on this Monday afternoon. So there's a report that record labels are forcing mega pop stars to make viral TikTok. Is it in their contract? What's happening? Gunpoint?
I guess. Wait, Becky, did you put this story in? What happened here?
I did put this in because I had been noticing it trending on TikTok, and then I saw St. Hoax picked it up, which means it's gained a lot of traction when I see things move from TikTok to Instagram or Twitter or whatever. But essentially, a lot of these mega stars, like there's been a lot of like music industry plant conversation on TikTok with like these kind of micro, I don't know, songwriters who were like, have you ever been down in the dumps and your boyfriend broke up with you and your car broke down? Well, I wrote a little song about that.
Ooh,
and
then it's I'm clicking on that, whatever that just was.
And then it becomes like a viral TikTok sound, right? And right. So that has been very common marketing lately, right? But the big like music stars like Charli XCX, like Florence the Machine, like Halsey, like people who definitely don't need TikTok from their labels to be selling music, that are being told that they have to make viral TikToks or they can't release certain songs or whatever. At least that is what they're alleging from these posts that they've been putting on TikTok. Like, oh, if I don't, even like Twigs posted something, like many big, big stars from big labels are like being forced to make these TikToks. And so they're making these like very, I don't know if I would call it ironic TikToks, but very like, it feels very low meta energy. Marketing to be like, I hate my label right now for making me make this viral TikTok.
Oh, that's the subtext?
That is kind of like what a lot of the conversation on TikTok's become from like other people who are like stitching these very famous artists' TikToks complaining about having to make these things for their songs to go viral. They're like, is this meta marketing? Because like now we're like listening to the song and streaming it so that you can release it because you don't want to make this TikTok about it. And we're supposed to feel bad for you. Like artists who sell hundreds of millions of records, who are very famous artists. Like, is this like the new marketing? It's just very odd.
Right. Because like one of the most talked about things that you'll never see like a celebrity or a manager talk about in public, but behind closed doors, one of the most talked about things is the Imagine video and like how to not become the Imagine video of whatever you're trying to do online. So that's interesting that they're like, okay, so we do it, but we're like, this fucking sucks.
Right.
Or here's a dance craze, I guess, if you like it. I hate it. I hate this whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. And it's becoming very awkward and like weird. Cause it's like, as like TikTok is kind of for the underdog going viral type of vibe. So to have these like very big artists with very expensive marketing teams doing this meta marketing, it's not coming off well, I think, to a lot of the TikTok viewing audience.
Mm. Right, right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Like even when you say like people like Twigs and like those other artists, I'm like, they don't strike me as the kind of artists that you see doing like sort of heavy handed, like branded posts or posts that the label's like, hey, you really got to do this. And maybe in that sense, the perceived like lack of enthusiasm is people being like, man, why the fuck am I doing this? And they're really like, man, fuck this. Fine. Like,
because they could be like Adele, which is like what the link I posted in the doc was showing. It was like Adele's been on multiple interviews being like, I am not going to do a TikTok. Like my audience is not on TikTok. My audience is millennial women who have been through it with me. I'm singing to them. I'm not singing to the 14-year-olds on TikTok. Damn. So, you know,
that maybe is reductive. And your audience could be on TikTok, Adele, but it's not because you're not even trying. That's wild. Wait, we've referenced Twigs twice. Did Twigs drop the FKA? Is that a different?
I mean, the handle's still FKA. Yeah, but yeah.
It's been, she's been dropped that, and I'm just like back in the aughts or something.
Well, no, I think because like people are realizing that FKA meant like formerly known as Twigs. So it's like, unless you want to say formerly known as Twigs, she's like, my name isn't FKA Twigs. Like it's Twigs, formerly known as Twigs. So.
Got it. Okay. I just want to make sure that I know the best way to refer to Twigs the next time.
The next Twigs
bring
stream
her up. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about Mike Pence. He has said he is open to running in 2024, which is the equivalent of me saying when I'm starving, I am open to eating Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm hungrily devouring Taco Bell, and I have only wanted Taco Bell for my entire life and nothing else. Every fiber, every cell of my being is vibrating to the frequency of Taco Bell. That's all. This dude is a toy that was like put together by itself to run for president. Like that's all he's ever wanted to do.
Yeah, president. He said he's open, you know, to running, and that wherever we're called, we'll go. And I'm sure, like right now, especially with Georgia and him being like, I think Brian Kemp will win. Who very much looks like the odds-on favorite.
Right. I think the guy Trump's who's up by 30 Perdue. Percentage points the day before
he's like,
the
maybe
election
I know
is going to win.
Yeah. But he's been saying that since the beginning, and I think even from then, we're like, oh, interesting. So they've each got their little horse in the race. But then immediately, like, Trump's spokespeople were like, he's desperate and trying to regain relevance. It's like,
by
I
just
think
saying
literally
I'm open
Donald
to
Trump
run.
Said that.
Yeah. I remember, like, the Trump has said before that, like, yeah, none of them would run if I decided to run. They wouldn't run against me. They owe everything to me. So he has just a literal egomaniac's unrealistic view of the world and his place in it. But I do think they're all going to get rinsed by him if he decides to run, and they do
see.
As well.
I mean, you know, it already, like, MAGA Twitter's like, what's he trying to do? He's nothing without Trump. In my mind, I'm like, who votes for Mike Pence? Like in that binary, if it came down to Trump or Pence, who is that?
It is the op-ed writing community. The writers of op-eds are like, well, what about Pence? He's kind of compelling. I mean, you know, he's just like interesting to the same people who were like penciling in Jeb Bush to be the 2016 nominee. you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like he makes sense based on like what focus groups were saying 10 years ago, and that's all they've been able to put in their brain. I mean, one thing he is good at is licking a boot.
Oh, yeah. That's why for all the people who are like, uh-oh, here we go. It's finally cracking. I'm like, oh.
That was a really good impression of, movement.
Shut the fuck up. This man had no spirit or fortitude. He sat in that room. I just remember that showdown over the government shutting down with Pelosi and Schumer, and he tried to astrally project himself out of that room. He didn't know what to do. You think he's going to...
Uh-oh. I hear Pence might throw his hat in the ring.
You better watch out. Huh? For what? This man ain't going to do shit. I mean, he'll just slow Trump down a little bit, but let's be real. Like, I've never seen Mike Pence stand up for shit unless he wants to tear down the film Mulan.
This would be interesting if he had ever given a confirmational sign of life that, like, he had eventually been granted his wish to be a real boy and that he, like, had a soul in there, because then it might be interesting if he was like, yo, I know where the bodies are buried. Like, I will just, like, start releasing the nastiest shit from, like, my time inside the White House, like, with this motherfucker. But he does not have the fortitude or constitution to do that.
Well, who knows? Like, he's so spineless. Who knows if his advice, like, you got to come out with something hot.
Yeah.
Like, you got to send a shot across the bow. But only for which, like, the backlash from other Republicans will probably send him just running back to his hidey hole. And he'll be like, I don't know about that. I didn't like that. So I'm not counting on much, but good luck. I mean, you're going to get absolutely destroyed by Trump. But hey,
it'd be great, though.
You know, sometimes
like, drew blood or something, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly. It may be like he may know him better. He's like, all I need is one shot right in the nose. And he's
gonna not miss
off.
Your chance to blow.
You only get one shot. Oh, he's listening to that shit. Mike Pence listening to that every fucking day. Oh my God. Mom's spaghetti. He's nervous.
And Mom's spaghetti would be mother, his wife. Doesn't he call his wife
Karen
mother?
Pence? Yes.
Yeah.
Who's a literal Karen? I mean, it all works out to the letter of the law. Please, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's flies on his head already. Mom's spaghetti.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back, and Morgan Freeman, his name is back.
Oh,
on people,
he messed up.
Lips. What'd he do?
He's on the naughty list of banned Americans who cannot enter Russia. It's like a huge list of a ton of people, including Biden and Kamala and things like that. But for whatever reason, you know, Morgan Freeman's on there. I'd imagine it's because he probably actually said something, you know, like about Putin, and then like, oh my God, please. But notably, Donald Trump, he got to open him. He's not on that list. So
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting. Maybe they just forgot him, the former president. Is Obama on there? I wonder.
Oh, I'm sure. Huh. I mean, they also, someone said that like John McCain might even be on that list. And it's like,
hey, sure. They got to update their files, but they got a lot going on over there, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got a lot of tables right now. So I can
give me a break, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I aspire to one day be on that list. That's like better than having a star on the Hollywood.
People don't give a shit about podcasters, man.
But one day, you know?
One day, yep. One day we'll have our moment.
It's like you're talking to Lenny, George and Lenny from Mice and Men. Yeah, sure, Jack. One day. Yeah.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah, podcasts are going to be huge, bud.
Tell me about being banned from Russia, Miles. Tell me about that. Yeah, no, we're here. Why don't you look off in the distance over there, Jack? Right off there. Turn around for a second. Click, click, click. Okay, yep. Yep, Putin's going to ban us one day, Jack. Just
picture
it now.
More than it hurts you or whatever. state logos are trending. I don't know. This is just an image of all the state logos with all their fonts that I've seen a lot of people commenting on.
Any standouts?
I've seen people talk about Arkansas going, Mississippi going particularly hard.
Oh yeah, love the S's curling into each other. I love S's. That. It evokes being shackled and in bondage. It does. So I really love does. The imagery of wow. That one. I'm not sure what they're going for.
Yo, Idaho is just a small like Idaho in like small font. And then a outline of the United States with a white spot where Idaho is. They're just like, yo, this is, I know you guys don't know where we are, but like, this is where we are.
It's Idaho, this part.
We're this one.
We're this one up there. in the top
Adventures in Living, Idaho. Adventures in Living is there. Uh-huh.
I got to give Massachusetts low marks. Feels very phoned in with just that like uninspired font. And then thing being, it's all here, Massachusetts.
Is it a question mark like, after that? Or what is the...
I think it's like a copyright or trademark, like registered trademark. Wow, like,
they felt
hey,
that good.
That's yeah. ours. It's all here. Ours.
There are a handful that have the vibe of like early 2000s, late 90s, like fonts that nobody has used since the year that they were designed. Massachusetts yeah. is one of them. North Dakota feels like it is the font of a like minor
like a Wild West
team.
Stunt show dinner.
Yeah. South Dakota. The Dakotas aren't killing it. South Dakota's doing much better than North Dakota, but yeah, Minnesota looks like it's just a bad handwriting. So there's those which like tried to do something with the font. They're like, I don't know, but we have money to spend on a font consultant. So, and then there's North Carolina that I don't know which font it is, but it's like one of the first four that you like
it's
are
like
offered
Arial.
As an option.
Like literally the first like non-serifed font like yes. that comes up alphabetically like
it
or
is,
Calibri. It's as
it is,
interesting as Calibri.
It is North Carolina written in lowercase letters on a white background. The lettering is black and the font is one of the like most basic. They were just like, I don't know if they were pissed at the assignment. This feels like a student who's mad at the assignment.
Or this feels like that, like this was like the one that was made the like the latest logo of them all, the most current one, like where people are like, we got to lean into like minimalism. That's like the new thing now. Like if you look at California Pizza Kitchen, they don't capitalize California Pizza or Kitchen.
Yeah.
They're laid back, baby, with their barbecue pizza. We need that vibe for North CAC.
Texas is like a jean thing, like the leather patch on jeans, as is New Mexico.
Yeah. Maryland looks like an actual like frozen food brand that you'd see on a box. Like their logo actually looks like Maryland frozen fish sticks.
I'm trying to find them.
Bottom right above bottom Alaska. Right.
Oh, yeah. Maryland is bad. Alaska like also has.
Kiosk.
So Alaska has turned the A's into mountains, it would appear.
That makes sense.
Because very many mountains. But the letters do appear to be in an earthquake of some sort. They're not on the same line. And
just, you know, the varied landscape of Alaska. It's not all on one level. And California looks like the logo for like a med spa where you get like cool sculpting and like, you know, Botox and shit. Like, come to California. Find yourself here.
Find yourself here. Wow. So they really
like find yourself here.
Part. Right. Or
I found myself here.
Yeah. There you go. Anyways, this should be a call to states to just try harder. Washington, is that what I'm seeing under California Miles? Is that just experiencewa.com?
Beta 1.0.
Beta 1.0. It's just an outline of the state of Washington.
No. Did they put out their logo that was just a proof for like a proof of concept for the actual logo? Yeah, we'll go with that one. No, that's the beta. Design,
yeah, this yeah, yeah, we seems like a mistake has been
or maybe
made.
It's a nod to the tech in the country and in the state, you know what I mean?
But yeah, it feels like the state font logo budgets are somewhere in the realm of rides at a unincorporated amusement park, not you know, like the
right little off-brand,
yeah, a little off-brand amusement park.
It's like you drive and you're like, no, this is a knockoff. We're not actually in Maine. I can tell by the logos. No, we're in some weird place trying to be Maine.
Yeah. Finally, the NBA playoffs, some big games over the weekend. There was a war on the floor. Do you remember that Sports Illustrated cover from when the Knicks went to the finals as an 8 seed and were just like beating people up?
Spree
was on the cover and it was like war on the floor.
Back when 90s playoff basketball was 90s playoff basketball.
Yeah.
I missed that.
It was so the Heat, Pat Riley's own, they just really beat up the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
And
without Jimmy.
without Jimmy managed to, I mean, they were up 25 at the half and then hung on to win, but Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo. Came through in the clutch. There was that one at the end where I was like, that's an and one. And they didn't give it to him. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. Good night.
He had that one where he was like standing on the, you know, it was a two, but it was a long two. And he like shook his man. It was like Embiid-esque. I was like, I vocalized loudly in my kids.
Oh, I did too. On Saturday. Yeah. I was watching. But yeah, I mean, look, this. I think it still promises to be. I'm not counting the Celtics out quite yet, but nah, they're too good. What about them Warriors?
The Dubs have gone up 3-0 in the Western Conference Finals. I know a lot of people were giving the Mavericks a pretty good shot at coming in here, going to the finals.
They look great. They did. And what has Luka got to do?
Luka,
what more can he do?
For people who aren't familiar, Luka is third year player, I think. Fourth year, maybe. One of the most exciting talents in the league right now. Young talents. He might have to retire after Andrew Wiggins' dunk on him.
Go. Give the kid a break.
That was a absolute bodying. That was Andrew Wiggins, number one pick from like 10 years ago.
If a dunk could send you to the shadow realms,
yeah,
I think did it. Even though it's called off.
Yeah, it was called off and they called an offensive foul, but it wasn't. And it was like everybody on the broadcast was like, he didn't even hit him. Like it was like openly. So it felt like the refs were protecting him, which you don't want to feel like when you're a young star in your first conference finals.
Luka took it with grace, you know, when they asked him about it. And I want to play it because I was like, see, I also like to see when people. Like he didn't deny what happened, even though it wasn't a foul. He had a take.
Can you give us your view of what happened when Wiggins dunked on you?
I mean, I hit a little bit, but that was impressive. I'm not gonna lie. I saw the video again. I was like, oof. That was pretty incredible. You know, I wish I had those bunnies.
He said bunnies. Look, updated version of Boosties. He said, I wish I had those bunnies.
I mean, show some respect.
Show some respect, Luka.
Say. Those Boosties. Come on, man.
My God. Have some taste.
Bunnies is cute, though. That's a cute way to describe somebody who can jump really high and just absolutely destroy your soul while dunking over you.
But despite all that, he's in his third year and he's already putting up points like this. I'm like, just give this dude time and we're going to see posters of him just maniacally laughing at the people that he lays to waste.
I'd be surprised if he doesn't get multiple championships. He's that good. And I don't think there's another person in the league that I would say that about right now. Like, he just feels like he's
we have a lot of excitement for people like Ja, but Luka is like we're at this point, we're like, nah, it's completely undeniable. The trajectory is clear. Like, Ja, I feel like we're getting there. Like, I can't say that immediately. I mean, I love him, and I can definitely see him winning a lot of championships. But, like, there's something about Luka, too, where you're like, if you had to put money on someone's career, I feel like the safe bet is, like, he will be winning titles.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, like, breaking sporting records and shit, which he's already kind of doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was being hyperbolic for the Maverick fans out there. I don't think he should retire. that was just an act of violent that should not go unacknowledged. All right, those are the stories that are trending on this Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.